The Jubal Show on demand. It's time. War of the Roses, only on The Jubal Show.
Morgan is on the phone today for a War of the Roses to catch a cheater, and she thinks that her boyfriend of 9 months might be seeing someone else.
Mm.
Why?
Yeah.
Let's let her tell it. Hey, Morgan, thank you for your email. Sorry you have to come on the show like this, but you think your boyfriend might be cheating on you?
Yeah. So I was playing a game on his phone, and a Facebook notification popped up, and I accidentally clicked it.
Accidentally? Sure.
Yeah.
Did you do it on purpose? Come on, be honest.
All right. Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
But it wasn't his profile. It was like a different profile. It didn't take me to the one that, you know, I am friends with that I'm in a relationship with.
So
on
like
Facebook.
A secret profile.
What?
Oh, he's got another account?
Yeah.
Wow. Is it under his name?
No, it's not. It's under some kind of alias name.
I mean, that's like a troll account. A lot of people have
honestly,
troll accounts.
I can't even pronounce it.
So did you confront him about it?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay.
Yeah, what if he uses it to troll people?
He could.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. They have multiple accounts so that they can hop in somebody's comments that they don't know and tell them what a stupid nose they have or something. You know what I mean? Because they have nothing better to do. Is your boyfriend really bored and sad?
I don't think so.
Okay. Does he seem like the type of guy that would have an internet troll account so he can be rude to people?
I don't think so. Okay. I mean, he collects comic books. He's pretty laid back.
Oh, mm-hmm. He might be a troll then.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, did the profile picture, was it a picture of him?
No, it wasn't. It was like a drawing of a man.
Okay. Usually troll accounts don't have an actual picture.
Yeah.
It's usually some cartoon or some weird thing like that.
Yeah, it was like drawing of a cartoon kind of guy.
You saw that he had this account. Did you look through it? Did you have time to check like messages and stuff to see what was going on or no?
I didn't really look through it that much.
That would have been the first thing that I would have done.
Yeah, gone to the messages.
Seriously. Okay, so all you know is that he has the account and you don't really know what he was doing with it?
No, I was trying to, you know, preserve his privacy and not really go through it.
Oh, at that point though, if I would have found like another Facebook account that I didn't know about, mm-hmm. Screw privacy.
Yeah, you're too far.
Yeah, I'm like the federal government at that point. I want to know everything.
Actually, it is pretty shady. If you don't know about that fake account and it's not like a troll account that he told you about, that is shady.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and to be fair, I was on his phone. I was kind of worried, you know, when he might walk back in.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
What's his name, by the way? I didn't ask you that.
James.
Okay. You know what? You meet the criteria for a War of the Roses to catch a cheater. Congratulations. We're going to see if we can catch him cheating.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Making dreams come true. So have you thought of a way, though, that we could get him on the phone and call him and try to get information out of him that isn't going to seem suspect and weird?
Maybe call him about a comic book subscription.
Okay.
Okay, because he's into comics, like you said.
He's like a super nerd.
Yeah, like maybe like a romantic comedy type of comic or I don't know.
Well, I don't know how to do that randomly, like call from a comic book subscription.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm incredibly talented and amazing at what I do all the time, every single time, never fail, ever. I'm perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I can pull that off. Does he watch, so I'm assuming if he's a comic book person, he likes, like he watches a lot of movies too.
Oh yeah, yeah, like Netflix.
Okay, so he has a Netflix account, like 99% of the world.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to call from Netflix.
That sounds better.
And say, we noticed you watch a lot of superhero comic book movies, so we want to send you... No, I'm just going to say, hey, I'm calling from Netflix to say, we got some flowers you can send to someone and see if he gives us your name or someone else's, all right?
Okay.
We'll just make it simple and see if it works.
We're going to send you... No.
Good, way too complicated with that. All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, and then we'll call him and see if we can find out if he is seeing somebody else, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll do it next. It's the Jubal Show. Just joining us for today's War of the Roses to catch a cheater. Morgan is on the phone and she thinks that her boyfriend James of 9 months might be cheating on her because she was on his phone the other day and found that he has another Facebook account that she knows nothing about.
Ooh.
Yep.
It could be just a troll account. where he, you know, comments on people's stuff and doesn't want them to know who he is. Or it could be worse because she didn't have time to check the messages. Still very disappointed in you for not checking the messages, Morgan.
Trust me, I really wanted to. I was just really nervous.
All right, well, we're going to try to call him right now from Netflix because he has a Netflix account because he's human. and he watches a lot of comic book movies. So we're going to call him from Netflix and tell him thanks for subscribing and we want to send you some flowers. We're going to send some flowers to someone that you care about and see if he gives us your name or someone else's, okay?
Do you think that's actually going to work?
Maybe, I don't know.
Do you know how many millions of people have Netflix? Like, why
I was
would
actually
Netflix
thinking
be
that
calling
when I said it.
To offer flowers?
You could offer him, like, as well, like a free month.
If I make it specific
but
to his
what,
movies
though?
Preferences, his
for
movie
the subscription.
Preferences.
I know why, though. Why are you calling? Like, why is Netflix?
Oh,
why
I know.
Why is Netflix calling, though?
Yeah, because we did the data and he watches a lot of superhero movies. And we have a new superhero movie coming out. We want him to check out and review. Bam.
Boom.
Thank you.
Off top. Ooh, that was right off the top of my head. Once again, because I'm a genius.
Yes.
I'm going to call him right now, okay?
Thank you.
Yep. And hopefully he's not cheating. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, this is Perfect calling from Netflix. I was looking for James.
This is James. Hi.
I'm calling to say thank you for being a subscriber to Netflix. And we noticed that you watch a lot of superhero movies.
Yeah, I love everything action hero based.
Yeah, yeah. And we can tell that. And we look at viewing preferences. And that's why I'm calling you. Hopefully it doesn't seem like a weird phone call to you. But we watch what people view. And every once in a while, we have one of our Netflix original movies that's coming out. And we've got one coming out that we would actually like it if you would watch it and then review it for us.
No way.
Yeah, it'll be a featured movie, of course, on the front page.
Oh, definitely. Is it Batwing? Can I ask? Is it Batwing?
No, it is not. It's a completely a new original series.
Cool.
It's pretty cool.
Cool. Yeah, I'm interested.
All right, sweet. All we need you to do is, and we'll give you a free month for this, but just watch the movie. We'll let you see it before we even drop it and send us back a review. You get a free month. And then also to say thank you, we'd like to send some flowers to somebody for you, a dozen roses that you, I mean, you can send it to yourself or if you have a significant other.
Wow. Okay. Wow. It's my lucky day. That's awesome. What do I need to do next?
Well, check your email inbox as soon as we get off the phone because I'll send you an email on how to get registered so that we can make sure you get the movie, view it, and submit your review. As for the flowers, I can get those sent out for you right away. All I will need is a name, something you want to put on a card, and then the address if it's different than yours.
Okay. Can I send it to my girlfriend, Morgan?
And is there something you'd like to put on a card? Because we can send a card out with it as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Can I write, you are my Luke Fox?
You are my what?
My Luke Fox. It's Batwing's love interest.
Well, that's the sweetest thing I've ever heard that I didn't understand. All right. I was really thinking that you'd probably send it to someone else, seeing as you have a Facebook account she doesn't know about, so that's interesting.
Sorry, what?
Oh, I was thinking you would send it to someone other than your girlfriend because of the other Facebook account that you have that seems very shady, like you might be cheating on her.
How'd you know about a second Facebook account? That's not Netflix data, is it?
I'm so sorry.
What?
I am so sorry.
Morgan? The hell are you on the phone right now?
Hey, babe.
What's going on?
James, what's going on is this is not Netflix. My name is not Perfect. My name is Jubal from The Jubal Show.
And my name's Alex Fresh.
And my name's English Evan.
And it's all from The Jubal Show, which is a radio show. And your girlfriend, Morgan, is on the phone right now because she thought you might be cheating on her. So we were trying to catch you.
I'm not cheating.
I'm so sorry.
Why would you think I was cheating, babe?
I was playing a game on your phone, and a Facebook notification popped up. And I clicked it, and it wasn't your Facebook. It was a different Facebook.
Oh, yeah, that's my fake Facebook account.
Why do you have a fake Facebook account? I've never known about this.
Well, it's just like a Finsta. Like, it's the same thing, except I mean, like, I'm on a couple different, like, comic groups on Facebook, and you have to, I don't know, they're just filled with a lot of weirdos. Like, not everyone's kind of normal like me, so I just don't want them part of my personal life.
So it is like a, so you have like a troll account, basically, but not really to troll people, just to comment on message boards and stuff?
It's an anti-troll, so I can defend my privacy from the trolls.
So, right. Morgan, do you believe that?
Yeah. I mean, I honestly kind of do.
Sounds like something he'd do.
Okay, well, I hope so, because, I mean, he sounds legit.
Yeah, and he didn't sound like you even thought about sending the flowers to anybody else or giving us anybody else's name. You sound pretty trustworthy to me, James.
Oh, I'm barely on it. It's just, if I ever want to, like, check in with the group or do Comic-Con stuff, I always sign in with that one because it gets to be too much.
Hmm. Do you understand why it might have been, like, a bit suspicious to her that you have another account?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I just didn't think of it that way because I've never cheated on anyone before, so I wasn't going there. Yeah, babe, I'm really sorry to go through all this because I didn't tell you about it. I guess that's my bad.
It's okay. I'm sorry, too. I should have just asked you.
Babe, I'm crazy about you. Please just talk to me about anything like this in the future because I'm not going to do anything but keep loving you.
I promise. I'll talk to you next time. I love you.
It's a happy ending.
Yeah.
Wow. We don't get those.
Not too many of these. Well, congratulations, you guys.
You're not cheating.
It's been 9 months you guys been together. This is your first real big test.
Obstacle. Now go have some. it was birthday, but makeup, you know, I don't know.
Oh, right.
Go enjoy each other.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you understand what that means, James?
Yeah, I think we're going to watch some comic book movies.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And chill.
Get the cape out.
Yep.
Superman.
And chill.
Yeah. Superman's about to have all the power drained out of him.
Kryptonite can't kill this
Superman
guy.
Superman that.
Take care.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Jubal Show on demand.